Welcome to the Chic Perspective Show. I'm your hostess, Elizabeth Gordon, and we are here to talk about women entrepreneurs who are succeeding with style. Thanks for tuning in today for all of our success stories and chic tip advice on how you can succeed like all of the other wonderful women who have come before you. And we are standing heel to heel together in the studio. And as I always like to say, heel to heel we rise. And we're starting off the show with a fantastic guest. Ms. Amethyst Wildfire is joining us today. Amethyst is the energy mastery coach. She is a multidimensional visionary and transformational spiritual leader, teacher, guide, and divine wisdom channel. That's right, folks. Get ready for Amethyst to really rock your world today. She specializes in serving highly influential systematic change agents, coaches, trainers, speakers, performers, artists, and alternative healers to leap fearlessly into their highest level of service to the planet. Wow, what a mission. Amethyst, welcome to the Chic Perspective Show.
Thank you, Elizabeth. I'm delighted to be here. How are you today?
I am doing very well. It's snowing here in Atlanta, which is very unusual. And so there's a lot of excitement and a bit of a frenzy around that. It's been snowing for 2 days here.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I live in New Hampshire, and we haven't seen snow yet this season.
Now, so that is really
you must have my snow.
A paradox, is it not?
I think you have my snow down there.
We must. Take it back. All right. So, Amethyst, I want to find out all about this wonderful calling that you've discovered for yourself, and specifically how our entrepreneurs that are listening in can benefit from the wisdom that you bring to the table. So let's start off by discussing some of the energetic challenges that conscious entrepreneurs encounter on their journey, because it's a very challenging journey when you start your own business. So what are some of the energetic challenges that people come up against?
So certainly when you start your own business, many of the people that I work with, and you're certainly in the right place if you're listening to this show, they are thrust into entrepreneurship. And they're thrust into entrepreneurship because they have been called. They have an awakening experience. They have a sudden realization of what it is that they are here to really do on the earth. And the way that that doing gets done is through entrepreneurship. And so what often happens is someone will be called, they'll suddenly realize that they have this calling, this purpose, this passionate gift that they want to share with the world, and they go through an expanded period of excitement where they realize the gift, which takes them kind of out of the darkness of where they were trudging along in a regular job, maybe. Hmm. And then they discover that they also are stepping onto the path of entrepreneurship. And the path of entrepreneurship in and of itself is a personal growth journey. But when you couple that with a calling that cannot be expressed any other way than through entrepreneurship, you really are put into what I call the bubbling cauldron of alchemical change, which really shifts your entire life. And so some of the challenges that can happen for our passionpreneurs, I call them passionpreneurs, is there can be a lot of overwhelmment. They receive lots of information and they're not sure exactly what to do with it. Or they can be ungrounded. In other words, they have great ideas, but they can't really manifest them. They can't bring them into fruition, into full fruition. Or they run into challenges around magnetizing clients to them, and this is another aspect of being ungrounded. And a lot of my work is helping people to really get very clear on what it is that they're here to do, and also to get grounded in such a way that they're able to have a very powerful base from which to manifest this big mission. And one of the biggest challenges, I think, is to be a visionary and to receive this big vision and to see it all in your consciousness, see it all in your psyche, what you are here to do, and then going through that step-by-step process of taking action steps to get you from here in your current reality to there into the vision.
Yes, I think that is what people find to be very challenging, because on the one hand, you're looking out to this grandiose vision of starting something new, creating something that didn't exist before when you're starting a new business. But on the other hand, you have to be very tactical and practical in how you go about achieving your goals. So we talk a lot about, you know, things like sales and marketing strategy, cash flow, finances, customers, all of that kind of aspect of business, which is why I wanted to have you on the phone today, because the solid energetic foundation that a person personally lays when they're beginning their business enterprise, if there isn't that solid foundation, they can come up against kind of blocks, disconnects, and no matter how good the marketing is, nothing seems to work, right? No matter how great the value proposition is out there, for some reason, the business doesn't quite seem to take off. So
exactly,
what is the essence of that solid energetic foundation that someone needs to have when they first enter to really create kind of a blueprint?
Beautiful. So first of all, you have to realize that when you are stepping into entrepreneurship, this is an outpicturing of you. This is a projection of you and your vision, your ideas, your power. You're putting your power out there into the world in the creation of this business. So if you have any kind of soul-based wounds, either from this lifetime or from parallel lifetimes, that would prevent you, that would trigger in you any kind of fears, you're going to be deeply challenged. When we step into entrepreneurship, the business that we create also has an energy of its own. And so, and I'll give you an example of some of the more famous places that you can think about. When you walk into, say, a Starbucks, that has a certain energy. When you walk into a Home Depot, it has another energy, and they're very different energies. So your business is actually carrying an energy signature. And so the business itself needs to be very solidly, energetically grounded. Your vision needs to be energetically grounded, and you need to be in right relationship with your business. So a lot of the work that my partner and I do is we work with entrepreneurs on both sides of this equation, both the energetic side as well as the tactical practical side. And we've identified, we've created a system called the SCORE for your spiritually energized entrepreneurial success system that allows you to have these energetic foundations that let you feel worthy of wealth and able to be receiving the wealth of information as well as the wealth of clients and the wealth of finances that can come through you and your business.
Go ahead. I love that you brought up money and wealth, because I often find, especially with women, there's some misalignment or self-sabotage, energy blockages. I don't know what it is, but there's a lot of weird issues that sometimes people notice that they've got around money that they didn't notice when they were working for someone else. But suddenly, right, as an entrepreneur, it feels very different. So let's talk about money.
Yep. Let us talk about money, because what happens when you step into entrepreneurship, And it does happen in like a corporate job as well, but it's not as noticeable as it is when you step into entrepreneurship, because you're kind of hiding behind whatever it is that the corporation is producing or creating or putting out there into the world. So you don't necessarily see it as much. But when you step into entrepreneurship, it's really all about your worth and your value in the world. And so a lot of particularly women have been culturally conditioned, educationally conditioned, societally conditioned, in their own particular ethnic group they might be conditioned by the family, that they are not good enough. Nothing that they can do is good enough. They're not good enough. They're not certainly not good enough for this big mission, to manifest this big mission. And I'd like to give a client story, if I can, to just share with you exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I had someone who came to me, and she had a fairly successful photography business. But when she and I connected with one another, she shared with me that she had been receiving this big vision from Spirit to create a whole new paradigm around how we care for the dying. And her sense of being worthy of carrying this mission out into the world and being good enough to be able to do something this big just didn't even exist in her at that point. She was just completely frightened about the whole thing. She was frightened to be receiving information from Spirit. She was frightened by the immensity of what she saw this vision to be. She was frightened that she wasn't going to be able to ever do anything this big. And we went and put her through our Core Path Energy Foundations for Divine Wealth Intensive. And by the time we finished working with her, within 6 weeks of our completion of our work together, she had written and self-published her book and launched her website, soulsitters.com. Her name is Stacy Canfield, and I'd love to have folks take a look at her website, which is incredibly powerful and going to make such an incredible, incredible difference in the world. Many of the people that I work with are here to be systemic change agents. They are changing a system, a way that we are doing things for a new way. They are here to bring in this new paradigm. And so if you don't feel worthy of the message, the mission, the vision, then it's mightily challenging for you to be able to manifest it. And not only that, to receive money in exchange for your energy. And women especially are challenged with this money piece because we are so good at sharing all of our gifts freely that we just don't have a good solid modeling of receiving money in exchange for our giving.
And that's why I think working with somebody on alleviating those issues and getting to the root of them is so important. So I'm curious, what is the single most important step that you took in order to facilitate this work for yourself and your own business?
Beautiful. What I had to do for myself and my business was I had to make a leap. I had to leap into my vision. I had to believe in my vision sufficiently that I was willing and ready to invest. And the single most powerful act that I did for myself and my own business was I invested. First of all, I invested in my own inner world growth and work. I did a huge amount of healing and clearing and surfacing and releasing and letting go of all of those old messagings, all of those old imprints, all of those old beliefs and patterns of behavior that I had been conditioned into accepting. That was the first piece of my work, and I invested an enormous amount of money as well as time in my own inner world and inner work. And then when I was clear on exactly what I'm here to do, I invested again in all of the tactical, practical aspects of business development that I needed to in order to figure out the sales and the marketing and the client attraction and the list building and the autoresponder series and doing video and all of that stuff, because they have to go hand in hand. You have to have the tactical, practical, as well as the spiritual, emotional, intuitive, visionary piece. They have to be married in divine union with one another in order to really make a powerful impact in the world.
It's a very holistic view that you have of the enterprise and how it relates to the personal level of the entrepreneur. So what format do you deliver your work in? How do people work with you?
So my partner and I have a a group intensive that we deliver. It's called Core Path Energy Foundations for Divine Wealth Intensive. And during the Core Path, we put people through both sides. We work with both sides of the coin here. We equip them with 30 essential energy exercises and 5 PowerPoint practices. And we use our SCORE for your spiritually energized entrepreneurial success system. So SCORE at the meta level stands for success comes organically, resulting in excitement, which leads to more success. At the business level, SCORE stands for the 5 pillars of entrepreneurship, which are strategy, communication, organization, revenue generation, and execution. And you have to have all 5 of those pillars. That's part of the energetic, it's part of the foundation of your business. It's the blueprint of your business. You have to have all 5 of those pillars in place. Now, you don't have to be outstanding at all of them, but you have to know that you need all 5 of them, and you have to know how to make the choices that will support your vision and your business in the most powerful of ways. And sometimes those choices include delegation. So don't get me wrong. Don't assume that you need to have all expertise in all 5 areas, but you definitely need to have an awareness that all 5 of those areas of entrepreneurship, those are the 5 pillars that make up your entrepreneurship. And we put our folks through our 5 PowerPoint practices, which are surfacing, clearing, opening, revealing, and energizing. And we apply those 5 PowerPoint practices to both the personal energetic foundation as well as the business energetic foundation. So we're able to really move people through this system that leaves them not only transformed on the backside of it, but also with a transformational toolbox that they can then use going forward to get really even more clarity as they come up again around the spiral of growth on their next to their next speed bump.
Well, this is all fascinating, Amethyst. I'm sure we could talk all afternoon about it, but we've got to get to our next guest now. But before I let you go, I want you to share a quick chic tip with our listeners and let them know how they can get in touch with you to find out more.
Awesome. So I'll let them know how they can get in touch with me. They can get in touch with me by going to theenergyjourney.com, theenergyjourney.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. And there you will receive 3 gifts from me and my team here at The Energy Journey. And my chic tip is, be ready to invest. Be ready to believe in yourself. Be ready to have faith in your dream. Be ready to know when someone has been put in front of you that is your next mentor, that is your next teacher. Be ready to say yes to the universe. Be ready to receive wealth.
I love it. Great advice. Thanks so much for coming on the show today, Amethyst. And
thank you,
I'm
Elizabeth.
Sure that we will get a lot of reactions and responses from this interview. So I look forward to talking to you via Twitter and all the other fun social media outlets out there. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. Next up, ladies and gents, we've got Judy Winslow, who is the Brandologist. Judy has worked with Madison Avenue biggies, including top cosmetic companies like CoverGirl and Clairol, fashion designers, as well as small financial institutions like the New York Stock Exchange. Ha, that's hardly a small financial institution. Her career spans over 25 years, including a decade of Women's Day magazine, one of the most popular and well-read magazines out there. Judy is an avid entrepreneur and began her first business on just $500 and went on to create a 6-figure business. Judy is now known as the Brandologist, and she joins us today. Judy, welcome to the Chic Perspective Show.
Well, thank you. I'm so delighted to be here.
So, for that great intro. I've got to know, how did you happen upon this great nickname, the Brandologist?
Well, I believe that brandology, the whole branding process is extremely fascinating to me, and I believe that it infiltrates, permeates, and is in every cell of us. So for me, Brandology is truly the art and science of branding. Sort of like biology.
Right, exactly. And I'm sure you could teach a whole college-level course on it, perhaps several. So let's talk a little bit about what you teach people about branding and how that affects their marketing.
Well, as you just said, I could go on and on for days, weeks, and months about it. I'm disgustingly overly passionate and excited about this topic. So I know we don't have lots of time, so I will just touch on some of the key points, if you will. So partly what I show people is that, first of all, this is a really enjoyable process because most people who have any, unless you're a marketing professional, really have a bit of a distaste for some reason around the topic of marketing and branding. The most wonderful piece about branding, I call it the soul of your business, is that branding gives you the foundational footprint and basically a roadmap to allow your marketing to be stress-free, aligned with who you are in a really powerful way, and everything becomes much more effortless and much more easeful, graceful, and elegant.
And we were just talking with Amethyst about how sometimes people can have an aversion to the idea of putting themselves out there, asking for money, and, you know, asking for the business. And that's what we like to move people past. So you've got a system or a process of sorts. Who is that system for? And tell us a little bit about how it works. Because I find that systems are the best way to get past any blockages that are keeping you stuck. I love a good system.
It really
system.
Is. And what happened for me is, as you noted, I've been doing this for quite a while. And when I got involved in sort of the last chapter of my business life, what I began to notice, probably in the last decade or so, is that there is a process to what I do and that its impact can be felt at the corporate level, it can be felt at the startup level, it can be witnessed and hugely beneficial on the personal level, and it can work with small business or a savvy career professional. So what I began to notice was that there were all of these commonalities in the process that crossed over and were hugely applicable and beneficial to every audience. So what I did was distill that all down into a very clear step-by-step process that not only can help you today, but is highly repeatable so that wherever you are, you can repeat this process. Because most people, as we grow, right, who you are called to be today in growing your business or growing your life is really different than who you'll be and where you'll be in a year or two or five.
Right. It's a very evolutionary process.
Exactly.
So, Judy, what can you teach us today that our audience could use right away?
Well, what I wanted to be able to share with you all today is a little bit of an insight into this system that I call the ACTION system. And ACTION is an acronym, and I wanted to share with you certainly the very first piece, which is the letter A. What does A stand for? Well, A is all about getting aligned. It's all about accessing some of what we already hold deep within us, but we don't acknowledge as the true power that it is. And it's also assessing all there is that we currently possess. It's sort of like when you go for a bank loan and they ask you what your assets are. Well, many of us, we're not really in touch with what our assets are. We kind of take them for granted. So something that you may possess would be completely different than what I possess that makes us powerful and impactful to those we serve. It's kind of like having your pantry filled with ingredients. You and I, Elizabeth, we may share the same ingredients, but we will each create completely different dinners and recipes out of those ingredients.
I can
see
how.
That's the very first part.
Okay. So getting results while remaining true to yourself. I mean, that's really important, especially to women, I find, that have started their own business.
Yes. And it's not, I used to think it was for women only, and I found that that is actually not the case. So we make this assumption that men kind of have knowledge of things that we don't, but it's really not true. We just are better at admitting it and getting it taken care of. The most wonderful piece about this letter A and the beginning of the action process are two things. One is that within this, I've developed a system to unearth some of these goodies, and it's called your sacred vows. So Amethyst may have even touched on this, but I believe that as we grow, we have deeply stored within our own DNA, and science does show that 50% of what we bring to the world is environmental, and 50% of it is already stored inside of us. So this sacred vows process allows us to get access to some of those cool clues and some of those cool pieces of ourselves that we're not utilizing fully. And then we can bring that out to share with our clientele.
Okay, so what comes after the A in this process?
Well, this next letter is for C, and C is all about creating compelling messages, and it's about being in this creation process where we don't defer or diminish anything that we come up with, because how much fun is it to be in creation? And even those who feel that they're not very creative, when we get into this piece, all sorts of really exciting things happen. And this is where we start to really look at our marketing and our brand as something that's unique just to us. It's not about following old formulas and the way other people do it. Because, again, if you think about it, when we're starting out in our passion and our purpose and moving ahead in our business or our career or our life, we're just excited. We don't care what anyone else is up to. But when things start to get a little bit sticky and difficult, the first thing many of us do, I find that most people do, is we look up and we start to look around and wonder, I wonder what everyone else is doing. And that is kind of the kiss of death. So if we can take from that letter A and stay aligned and really in our own mission and purpose, and we start to apply that to C, creating compelling, consistent, creative messaging and content, we can move more fully into being heard by just the right people.
Well, I know that it's important to really stand out in the marketplace. And as the brandologist, I mean, that's what you're all about, helping people create great brands that do stand out. So what are some of the things that make a brand stand out?
Well, the biggest thing that makes a brand stand out is being true to your who and your why. And if you think about it, there are many who have built amazing businesses, and at the heart of it was this piece. So would Henry Ford have created this amazing thing called this automobile if he had listened to others telling him it couldn't be done? Heck no. And, you know, would the light bulb have ever been invented? Well, Einstein readily says that most of his inventions were failures. So it's really this piece of being bold and being willing to fail and just living life as this joyful experiment rather than this nasty have to that we have to get done. There's a big shift that occurs when we alter our perspective on how we're playing with all of this.
Okay.
And that allows a great brand to stand out.
So what does that have to do with this idea of transformation?
Well, if you think about what I've been saying on a deeper level, it really is all about transformation. And that's the piece that I think many people who address branding and teach branding and speak branding, they leave out. That this piece, you know, some people say that owning your own business, if we're speaking in that model, that owning your own business is the best personal development course you will ever encounter. And it's true. When we're willing to, you know, think I would invite your listeners right now to think about somebody that they greatly admire and consider highly successful. It's very likely that this is someone who has the audacity to be themselves. And the only way you can really embrace that is to say, I am willing to transform the best version of myself and what it is I am put on this planet to create for others. And that's all about transformation and evolution.
Sounds like a very powerful process that you walk people through. So when you've completed all of this exploration of who the person is and how they can be true to their who, I love that. What happens next?
Well, that's when we embark on the letter T. And T is all about translating all of this information that we've gathered. It's kind of like we're gathering all these puzzle pieces, but we haven't yet envisions the box top. Or sometimes it's the other way around. We can see the box top, but we have no idea what the puzzle pieces are. So this T place is where that all comes together, where we start to take this transformation and we translate it into a step-by-step recipe, if you will, plan that we can, then here is the I, implement so that we can realize this piece of building a great brand that is heard by just your right people and allows you to be unforgettable.
Well, I know all women want to be unforgettable, and this is really great information. How can we get more of this? I know you do a lot of speaking all over on a lot of different topics, but how can our listeners right now access more of the information that you have to share?
Well, thanks for asking that. What I'd really like to do is, yes, I speak, I do workshops, I do seminars, I have group programs. You know, I work in a variety of ways, as you might imagine. This is very important for everyone, everywhere, in my view. But what I'd like to do today is forward your people over to my website where I'm offering some free gifts. It's unforgettablebrands, that's plural, .com/gifts, which is also plural. So that would imply there's more than one gift. And for anyone listening today that really, or not only today and in the future, that this really resonates with, there's an opportunity to apply for a session with me to see if this really is something that would benefit you and your business and your journey right now. And there's also a downloadable MP3 of a class that I did. It's called Getting Ready for Success, Finally, because we really have to be sure that we're ready to embark on this journey and be aware and heighten all of these aspects of ourselves and invite in what it is that we're discussing here today.
Fantastic, Judy. Well, we're unfortunately out of time, but I want to make sure we give you the opportunity to share your chic tip with our listeners. So what's one big secret to your success that you'd like to impart on our audience today?
Well, I think the best place to begin is to really get curious about yourself. It's not outside. The best brand, the best business, the best marketing, the best life begins within. So make sure that you take some quiet time and get really acquainted with yourself and what your gifts are that you're bringing to the world, because that's where great brands are born.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Judy, and we will talk with you real soon.
Great. Thanks for having me.
All right, everybody. This is Elizabeth Gordon finishing off another fantastic episode of the Chic Perspective Show. Make sure you check out all the generous gifts that our fabulous guests offered today at Unforgettable Brands and at Amethyst Wildfires website, and make sure that you tell us what you'd like to learn more about. And remember, heal to heal, we rise. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next time.
We'll be right back.